Hello and welcome to Shelf Interest, a podcast brought to you by the staff at the Main Library of the Kansas City, Kansas Public Library. This project is made possible by the State Library of Kansas and the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Our library podcast theme music was created by Mike Stover. Shelf Interest brings you monthly discussions, updates, and suggestions for your next library visit.
Hi, I'm Laura from the Main Library.
And I'm Cheryl from the Main Library. In another segment of this podcast, you'll hear Sarah from our Youth Services Department talk about the summer reading program. But did you know that it's for adults as well as for kids? If you want to register, there are two ways to do it. The first is you can just talk to the staff at any of our branches and we'll register you. Or you can do it yourself online. If you want to choose that way, there'll be a link on the homepage of the library's website, and that's kckpl.org. Or you can go directly to the Beanstack system, which is the service we use to register people, by going to kckpl.beanstack.org, and that's B-E-A-N, like lima beans, S-T-A-C-K, like a stack of books. When you go there, you'll scroll down the page and choose either of the summer reading program buttons. One says kids and teens and one says adults. Then you'll be asked to fill out a short form and to provide either your email address or your telephone contact information. And we need at least one of those so that we can contact you if you win the grand prize. Now, if you want to register more than one person in your family, there's going to be a place on the form to choose either individual or family. If you choose family, that will let you register your kids under your account too, so that you can access their logs and register their books on their reading logs. When you fill out the form, you'll also need to create a username and password for the Beanstack system. If you were in the program in previous years, it's the same system and you still are in it and have the same user ID and password. If you don't remember that, just give us a call or come by the library and we'll reset it for you. Now that should get you all set up and ready to start reading and earning prizes. So what are the adult prizes this year, Laura?
Well, this year, Cheryl, we have some great prizes for adults who finish the summer reading program. They only have to read 6 books to get the prize pack, and that is this fantastic LED pop-up lantern, great for throwing in your trunk, taking on picnics, doing housework in the basement or under the sink. And then the second part of the prize pack is a mini ice cold and heat pack. You can put it in the microwave, warm it up. You can put it in the freezer, freeze it, and then place it on the parts of you that ail to give you a little bit of relief.
I have one of those lanterns. They are great, especially for something like tornadoes or if the power goes out. They're excellent.
Well, Cheryl, if you're like me and you've ever held the flashlight for your dad or your husband trying to do work under the sink, it provides a whole lot of light. It's a lot easier for help like that when you're doing things like that instead of just holding the little flashlight.
They are very bright.
Yes. And then all you need to do to get those 2 prizes is to read 6 books from now until the end of July. And then if you read an additional 2 books for a total of 8, you'll be entered in our grand prize drawing for a variety of ticket packs. So we have everything from tickets for the Lyric Opera, we have paintball passes, we have Quick Trip coupons, the Unicorn Theater, Windmill Coffee, Quality Hill Playhouse, all kinds of great tickets that you could be in the running for if you read just a minimum of 8 books.
And it's a shame that staff can't get the grand prizes because I would love those paintball tickets. I've never been to paintball. It sounds like it'd be fun.
Well, I think it would be a great way to work off some aggravation.
And now they don't just have to read books. It can be graphic novels. You can listen to audiobooks, too, so you can be earning points while you're doing your daily commute.
Yeah, it's a great way to keep adults connected to reading over the summer too. Adults set great examples for their kids. When kids see adults reading, it makes kids want to read as well.
And that's a great thing to do. Well, these sound pretty great. So come on in or go to our website and sign up today. Now, in future episodes of this podcast, Laura and I will be back and you'll be hearing us discuss books for adults. And we'll talk about what books we're currently enjoying personally. And then we'll feature a few books on each episode, both fiction and nonfiction. I personally will be talking mostly about the nonfiction side.
And I'm a big fiction reader, so I'm going to bring you a lot of great reading ideas in the fiction categories.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I run the children and teen area of the Maine Library. I'll be joining the podcast to feature information and library materials for those with kids or for those who are still kids at heart. The world of kid and teen books have drastically changed over the years, and I'm here to help connect our listeners with exciting materials and resources to expand your reading lists. As the library returns to full service, we hope that you'll stop by the library to participate in the summer reading program. Summer reading is a fun, free way to keep kids engaged during the summer break. This year, we're exploring Oceans of Possibilities. This program is open to all ages. Readers under the age of 18 have a more detailed program with the goal of reading 20 minutes a day. Readers over the age of 18 have an abridged program with a goal of reading 6 books. The program runs June 1st to July 31st. You can pick up a physical reading log at any KCKPL library branch or use our digital reading log at kckpl.beanstack.org.
Hello, my name is Casey, and I'll be your guide to the audiovisual department at the Maine Library. We're your destination for DVDs, Blu-rays, CDs, children's movies, and audiobooks. Today, I'd like to talk to you about our upcoming summer movie series that'll run from June 1st to August 31st. These films will be shown at our second floor auditorium on Wednesday nights, starting at 6 p.m. First up on Wednesday, June 1st, is the comedy classic The Great Outdoors, starring Dan Aykroyd and John Candy, as two heads of families with two very different ideas on how to vacation. On Wednesday, June 8th, we'll play Big Wednesday, the 1978 coming-of-age surf film starring Jan Michael Vincent and Gary Busey. The week after that, on Wednesday, June 15th, we'll present the 1995 action flick Die Hard with a Vengeance, the third film in the Die Hard series. This one stars Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson on a hot, sweltering, and tension-filled New York City day. And what's a summer movie series without a horror movie set in the woods? That's right, on Wednesday, June 22nd, we're going all the way back to 1980 with the original Friday the 13th, the fright-filled flick set at Camp Crystal Lake. And finally, on Wednesday, June 29th, batters up when we play the 1992 film A League of Their Own, the true life story based on the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. A League of Their Own stars Gina Davis, Madonna, and Tom Hanks. That's June in a nutshell for you. For the July series, tune in to next month's episode of Shelf Interest.
Thank you for tuning in to our first episode of Shelf Interest. We're going to have a great time showing you all the fun and interesting things we have for you at the Kansas City, Kansas Public Library. See you soon.